This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
I have a business etiquette question that I'm hoping you can help me out with. A former grad school colleague reached out to me for advice on transitioning from academia to the private sector. I mentioned that we have a position open at my company, and I offered to look over his resume. I sent him my resume to use as an example, and what he sent back very liberally copied my resume. The style and headings are identical, and even the wording of a number of bullet points mirror my own. This would be uncool in general, but I really don't want him to send this to my boss to apply at my company, as it would reflect poorly on me if they noticed the similarity. Bear in mind, I wasn't hired all that long ago. So what should I do? Thanks. I think I'll leave my name out of this one.
I think it's really kind of you to help a friend build a resume. And I would give the advice to anybody that it's a good idea to have someone else look over your resume before you submit it. In this particular case, that process has introduced a little bit of tension into the relationship. And I want to start off by reminding you something that my mother told me, and I think a lot of our mothers probably told us when we were young, and that imitation is one of the highest forms of flattery. So you could start off by saying to yourself, clearly this person that you were helping out thought that your resume was excellent or thought that it was a good model to be working from. I also understand the concern that when you start getting into the text of the resume, the imitation starts to be too direct. There starts to be too immediate a resemblance between one resume and the next. And keep in mind that there are certain words, certain language that come up in resumes, and that a lot of resumes, particularly from people that work in the same field or have had similar life experience or backgrounds, are going to look similar and are going to sound similar. And there might even be some items on there that look very much the same. I do understand the concern about it being exact, not wanting to look like you've cut and pasted, like maybe you came from the same resume template and it really hasn't been altered or adjusted much.
Especially with the friendship connection here or the past knowing someone, you're right that being hired recently and having someone else's resume come in looking very, very similar and you then having a connection with that person, it does look a little bit like they might have copied or you might have really assisted, but I want to leave breathing room in here.
It's not a big deal. I think that there's a really simple way to handle this. These two people are in a dialogue about this. You've sent your resume to them. They've looked at it. They've sent what they've built back to you, not just to your company, or maybe even for you to look at before they send it to your company. You have the perfect opportunity, the perfect entree here to talk to them about all the things that we've just talked about. That this is a really important process. You're really glad you're working with them. You're glad to help them out with it. That their resume looks good, that you like the look of it, the feel of it, that it reads well, that it's the right length. You can talk about your concerns, that there are some items that are too directly reflecting each other, and that you think that it would be a good idea to start to mix that language up a little bit to make it more your own, might be a way to talk to somebody about it.
Dan, hitting it out of the park with a little sample script there, buddy. Good job.
Depending on how well they're hearing that,
yeah,
you could decide whether or not you need to go that next step of really concretely asking them to change it before they send it to your company. If they are hearing that advice and they're ready to make some changes and tinker and continue to tweak, and that might be exactly what they're looking for from you, if they seem resistant to that, then you could take it and escalate it just a step and say, you know, I'd really prefer that you make some changes before you send this to my company, because I know my resume is sitting on file and I wouldn't want them to end up sitting next to each other on the same desk.
And I was just recently hired, so it's going to be a little fresh in their minds. I think that's, I'm bowing out. Dan's got this answer down to the T.
So don't fear. Talk to your friend about it. And bravo to you for helping someone out in the difficult process that is finding a job.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and produced by Infinite Guest.